day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to thank you for joining me on this special edition Walk and Talk, the 1 year anniversary of Walk and Talk with Avalon. May 2nd of 2022 is when we launched. And it has been a journey like all journeys are, in learning what the listeners like, learning what mindfulness is, what meditation is, for you to join us on our mindfulness tours to some fun and exotic locations, and being a part of Walk and Talk for the year. I want to encourage you to do the things you want to do. In 1 year's time, you go through a lot of regular seasonal things. You can sense the earth changes wherever you live. Maybe you have rainy season, you have sunny season, you have snowy season, you have autumnal season. But in a year, it is a long time to accomplish so many things on your bucket list. This is episode 190, only of season one. There's also a season two from the Mindfulness Tour and season three as well. But we continue with season one because there's so much to share with you along this journey. How many of the episodes have you been able to listen to? Because we always keep a number of them available for you to listen as soon as they come out for a month or two before they go to the subscription. And I thank all of the people who have subscribed to us, all the people who have donated to us, all of the people who have become part of our community, all the people around the world who listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we are a year later because of you, your support, your encouragement, and that you're listening. I always ask that you share in the comments, send us an email, what it is that you enjoy about the show. What can we do to make it better? There's even a voice message at the bottom if you'd like to share a voice message with us. We're continuing to grow on our side, and I hope you're continuing to grow on your side. We're in this journey together, wherever this journey takes us and takes us forward. I'm here so that you can find a little calm and a little peace in your week, in your day, when you need it, when you're feeling stressed, when you need encouragement, when you're not sure who to talk to, but sometimes you just listen and need that boost. You need some inspiration for something that you'd like to do next. I'm here for you to help give you that space in your mind and to let you think in a different way. Because sometimes we get caught up in thinking the same way every time. It gets boring. It gets harder to do the task. The tasks remain the same. We don't grow mentally. We don't grow creatively. We don't grow forward and up and bound through our life. I think of the character Tigger and how he's always bouncing, always happy, always ready to go. Or you can be Pooh Bear, perfectly happy in your humble house, oh bother, in your tree, with your only task to hunt honey. We've all been Pooh Bears, and those days are fine. But I want to encourage you to be a bit of Tigger, to be inspiration to others, to get out there with a just glee and joy, abandon everything for a moment, to be in the moment with yourself and others in this world, yourself in nature, yourself in a city, and feel and live and exist life to the fullest. I heard a story this past weekend from a second cousin of mine, my father's first cousin, who said, she came from a small town. One of her cousins lived in that same small town and ended up with a gentleman from New York City. He loved the small town at first, and she was happy to stay in that small town. Home to the town, back home, and that was her life. He had lived the life of New York City. He had lived the museums, the busy streets, the horns honking, the police sirens, the garbage trucks, the yelling, the laughing, the crowded everywhere all the time because of the population. So it was fascinating for him to come to this small town and enjoy it through someone else's eyes. And after 5 years of staying there, she wasn't ready to go, but he was. He had seen and lived and breathed everything of that small town had to offer, met everyone in that small town, and everyone knew him, the man from New York City. And it was time for him to go because he wanted more out of life. Now, she stayed behind. She was sad, heartbroken, devastated even, but got over it because she was happy with her senses there in that small town. He needed more. So he went off, moved away, and began his life of travel. Met new people, still kept in touch, lived new cultures, would send a postcard, and lived out his life fully. Because there is so much to see and do and people to meet and experiences to have. And he didn't have fear. My friends, sometimes you have to let go of that fear so you can live another year. Imagine all the things that you've done this past year and all the things you can do in your next year, your next week, your next month. Start accomplishing. Stop the excuses and move forward. Let's do this together. A year goes by so quickly. But when you look at all the things you've done in a year, or the things you haven't done, you can see the passage of time. Take advantage of it while it is there for you, while you have your health. Do it. Don't go to the same restaurant every Friday. Do something new. Do it once a month if you're there. Travel to a new town if you like to travel to a specific place. Yeah, it's fun to have the same place and go, oh, here we are again. There's some sense of security. But push yourself and find more beautiful things. Talk to more interesting people. Live before your life is done. Take some time on your birthday. New Year's is a great time, a holiday of any kind, a special one. And reflect upon your year and think about what it is that you want to get from the next year. What do you want to accomplish in the next 6 months? And start doing it. Live your life, my friend, to the fullest. Enjoy those times when you're back in your small home, in your own community, But get out there and explore like the man from New York City. My friends, thank you for joining me on this special anniversary edition of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, and I am so happy to be your guide on this marvelous journey of life and mindfulness and wonderment. Keep listening, subscribe, donate, friend, follow, and thank you for being a part of all of the wonderment.